Hello, I'm Matthew Colville, and you're listening to the MCDM Presents podcast. Let's get started with tonight's episode of The Chain. All right, so Leech is given a message. You're in the Dancing Minstrel, which is the bar you folks have basically taken over.
Mm-hmm.
And Judge gives you a message and says, take this to Angel at the sausage shop.
Okay. Certainly, sir.
We're playing D&D again. You go across the neighborhood you guys are in. It's called the Purses. It's one of the neighborhoods in Collinsale. And you go to the sausage shop, which is doing, you know, good business. And you recognize one of the folks in the chain, and you deliver the letter. And on the way back to the Dancing Minstrel, you go through a square, like where several different streets intersect, and there's a memorial in the middle of it. And it's like a small park. There's a fountain. And there are tables all through it. There are places to eat nearby. And there are people playing a game called Sheer, which to our eyes would look like chess.
Mm.
And there is an old woman. She's Kamharan. She has kind of dark olive skin. And she has milky white eyes. And she's playing chess against this really large Vannerman. Looks like a Viking dude. And the Viking guy has to kind of describe the moves to her. And he's quite obviously kind of riled up.
Mm-hmm.
And she makes a move and says, sorry, Sonny. And he starts to rage. He flips the table over. Pieces go scattering everywhere and she cowers. And he says, you're a cheat! And he is quite obviously going to hurt this woman. He's gone. He's flown into some kind of rage. And you've known people from this part of the world in the chain, and they definitely have this tendency toward bloodlust.
Mm.
And that is in his eyes. And he hauls back like he's going to smack this woman. And she's a tiny little old lady cowering.
How big do you say he was?
He's like 6'8".
Okay.
But he's not wearing a weapon.
How close am I?
Like 30, 40 feet.
Okay, so I could dash over there.
Sure.
Okay, so Leech would dash over towards this guy.
Okay.
And that's no way to talk to a woman, sir.
Get out of my face!
Stand down.
Well, now he's turned to you. He says, you're a part of this. It's a scam between the two of you. I ought to call the cops.
There's no scam, sir. I just don't like to see people treating an elderly lady this way.
He grabs you by, like, I don't know how tall Leech is, but drow are typically slight.
Yeah, he's slight. He's about, I think we said he's about 6'2".
Okay, so he's tall. He's a tall, thin character. This guy is a little bit taller than you, but he's huge.
Yeah.
Right? And he grabs you by the front of your shirt and lifts you up.
Can I use anything?
You can do whatever you want. You haven't been in a fight. You haven't.
I might warn him. I might warn him. Like, put me down, sir. Don't realize what I could do to you.
The cops start coming up. They see that there is a kerfuffle, and two watch officers approach. And the woman is cowering. And at this point, the Vannerman starts to calm down and he realizes that people are watching.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And he tries to, he puts you down. And he tries to make with the cops like there's some kind of argument happen. That like you two are, it's a con job. And obviously there were some stakes they were playing for. Some of the people who play Sheer here play for money.
Mm-hmm.
And he's lost. And he doesn't want to pay up, and he thinks that you guys are running some kind of con job. And the two watchmen that show up just want an explanation, right? Okay. They want to try to de-escalate everything. And one of them turns to you and says, he says, it's a con job. What do you say?
There's no con job here at all. I was walking through the square and I saw this gentleman threaten this lady here. I came over to appease the situation.
The bannerman says that this woman she's cheating at chess, that she's...
Why do you assume she cheats? Because you lost?
One of the watchmen notices your seal, the prince's seal, and says, oh, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't recognize you. Sorry. And then he turns to then the entire tenor of the conversation changes. And the cops now focus their attention on the bannerman and say, our senior officer here says that, and now he's like, oh, you're all in it. You're all in it. And one of the one that didn't recognize you, arrests the bannerman. Right. And he doesn't put up a fight. He's furious, but he doesn't want to, make things worse for himself. And so that watchman leads the bannerman away in cuffs, and he's kind of, making like he's going to do something, but he's going with the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the other officer sees that your shirt is all, and he wants to straighten it out. He's like, I'm sorry, sir. It's fine.
I can care for myself.
He's like, well, I just want to let you know that speaking for the boys down at the watch house, what with all this talk of war going on, we sleep a lot easier knowing the chain of Acheron is on our side.
You're wise too. We are here.
Anyway, sorry to hold you up, sir. You can be about your business. And
Thank you.
He salutes you and he starts to walk away. And the old woman is like bending down to pick up her chess pieces.
I'll turn to help her and sort of help pick
she
up.
She can hear. She can't. Her eyes are open, but she obviously like she can hear. And she's like, oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Oh, you're so kind. You're so kind. I don't know what I would have done. I don't know what I would have done. And she's like putting then she goes, I can't tell where the help me with the board. She doesn't know where the she doesn't know which way the board is facing.
Okay. I'm picking the pieces. This piece is on the floor, right?
Yeah. So I'm picking the pieces. You're out in the open.
I'm picking them up for her, and I'm kind of putting them on the board, but I don't really understand where.
Have a seat. Please have a seat.
Certainly. So I sit down. Is this what kind of game are you playing here?
Oh, it's an old game. It started in Kamara, actually. It's an old traditional game. My mother taught it to me. And as she's looking at you, she's looking in your direction, but she's like doing this, right?
Yeah.
And she doesn't know what your ancestry is. She can't see you. And she's describing how, this is an ancient game and it's played around the world. And suddenly she stops talking. And the milky fluid in her eyes drains. And for a moment, you see her natural brown eyes. And she blinks. And then her eyes flash over and become solid sapphire. And she stops and looks around, and looks down at the board. Fascinating game these Terrans play. Very similar to the game the gods play. But their pieces are infinitely variable. Do you play, Leech?
You know my name?
Of course. I've known your name for a long time.
Who are you?
I'm afraid that's against the rules. Are you familiar with the game?
I am not.
I'll play for both of us then. Very important in situations like this that we obey the rules. So far, I've managed not to break the rules. No vulgar displays of power, no outright instructions, but we are allowed to choose our pieces. I must say, you're doing very well. I know it was difficult for you, leaving your family, living in exile. I'm afraid it's going to get much worse. I chose you all those years ago because I wanted someone serving me in the senior command of the Chain of Acheron. You see, I chose you for a purpose. For the same reason I created the Sapphire Sky. This purpose, it's the most important thing in the world. And as unlikely as it sounds, it depends in part upon the Chain of Acheron. For thousands of years, I've known a moment was coming. A battle between what is and what cannot be. Now, this is a battle that has been fought several times, and every time, our enemy wins. The board is wiped clean, and we have to start over. But this time, I'm playing. I and some of my friends, and we intend to win. My friends have their pieces. I have you. Until now, I have watched and been pleased. It is very dangerous for me to act in any way. Even this conversation takes enormous effort to conceal. But I've been content to watch from afar. Everything's gone according to plan. Until now. Something's gone wrong. Or it's better to say, something unexpected has happened, and that's very unusual for me. You see, I've been to a place which you call the future. In a sense, I'm there now. And just as your world, the world below, isn't only one place, it's many cities and nations and people, the future isn't only one place. In every place where this battle happens, there are victories, defeat, but in every instance, the chain was led there by a man you call King. Now, there are many pieces on the board. The chain of Acheron is only one. Led by a king, I thought I knew how to play. But now, the judge stands in his place. The judge is powerful, but less predictable. Not my playstyle, frankly. Usually I'd sacrifice a judge to preserve my king, but I have to play the board in front of me. Make do with the tools at hand. You see, I still intend to win. So, within the boundaries of the rule, we're going to play a game. I'm going to ask you questions, and if you answer them correctly, we keep playing. It has to be you that comes up with the answers, you understand?
I do.
So, she moves one of her pieces mm-hmm. and says, opening move. When did you first start working closely with the senior command of the Chain of Acheron?
I first started closely working with them when they needed a drow to take them to the Underdark, the senior commands.
Very good. Very good. Here, let me. And she spins the board around and moves one of your pieces. And then she spins the board back around. Now, and she moves one of her pieces. What was it the chain was supposed to do down there?
We were retrieving a crown. From the Lord of Madness to return to... What was that name of that lawyer? We were retrieving a crown.
Very good. A very strong opening. She turns the board around and moves another one of your pieces, turns the board back around and moves one of her pieces and says, now, how exactly did you recover this item?
We went to the Isle of Madness. We went into the Lord of Madness's lair. He was playing amazing mind tricks on us, but we were cunning enough to see through them. And actually, finally, the crown was retrieved by my imp, OD. And we made quick our escape before the Lord of Madness ascended.
Who did your imp steal the crown from?
It was from, that was like a mummy, but it was an illusion. It was an illusion of another man.
Mm-hmm.
His name escapes me right now. He was the husband of the dead lady, I believe.
That's unfortunate. I can't do everything for you. You know, you have to do some of the legwork yourself.
I understand. But there's a lot of things have happened since then. Many,
you've been through a lot.
Yes, my mind sometimes.
But you answered to the best of your ability. What you said was accurate. She turns the board around and says, but you lose one of your pieces, and removes a piece from the board. And she turns it back around and she makes a move and says, now, Ringwell,
I am familiar.
What is it?
It's a dungeon where many artifacts are kept, have been kept, locked away from getting into the wrong hands.
Close enough. Close enough. I think we can agree.
Who are you talking to?
I'm afraid I ask the questions. If only you knew how to play. What would you describe as its most prominent features?
The design, the architecture, it's always circular.
Well, that's accurate, she says. She turns the board around, makes a move, then turns it back and makes another move. Is there anything else you can think of besides the circular nature of the design that is notable about Ringwell? Any of its features that stand out to you?
Aside from the artifacts that we discovered down there, there are some rooms which are fortified. Different materials on the walls to stop things escaping. Things where holes were once, they suddenly disappear. It was hard to find. It's not meant to be found. It was well hidden.
How are the pieces within guarded?
Many different challenges we faced what I can only describe as a floating disease in the air that formed itself into fighting us and trying to eat our worm, for want of a better phrase, worm itself into us, into our ears, into our mouths. That's just one of the things. There were mists, vampiric mists that formed. One of them held me captive for a number of hours before I was managed to be freed. There are lots of different, I would almost call them traps there.
I'm sorry, she says, moves one of her pieces and says, ambush. Now, the game isn't over. Let me ask another way. Are you free to move through Ringwell?
Yes. We can move through the areas we have opened.
Oh, what about the other areas? She says, and she's looking around as though hoping no one's hearing.
I look around as well.
What about the other areas, Leech? Think carefully. Are you free to move through Ringwell?
No, we can't get through it yet, can we? Sorry, that was OD. Put my glasses back on. We have not opened every avenue that we've discovered in Ringwell.
Are there avenues in Ringwell?
Well, doors, barriers, whatever you might say.
Very good, she says, and turns the board around, moves one of your pieces, and says, counter ambush, and turns the board back around. Ahem. These doors you mentioned, are they all alike?
No. Don't believe they're all alike. Some have seals on them. Wards, if I remember correctly.
These sealed doors, what happens when you try to open one?
I attempted to open one and had the misfortune again. We had to fight a guard that once I tried to open it, I didn't have the correct way to do it. I put my hand in and we had to fight our way through. And
you had to fight? What did you have to fight?
What was that thing called?
In your own words, Leech.
Imagine fighting a giant clock.
Ah, my son, how far you've come. Now, we enter the endgame. This is the final move. Think carefully. It will win or lose you the game. Who, or what, in your opinion, is the greatest threat to the chain of Acheron right now?
There are many threats. The greatest threat right now? Ajax.
And that covers quite a lot. He has many allies. Could you be more specific?
Specific. I'm unsure. Ajax is a threat. Yes, he has many allies, but he's the greater threat to the chain.
She reaches out to your king, puts her finger on it, and tips it over. I'm sorry, Leech. You were doing so well. I realize now I asked too much of you. Too much of the chain. It's just that I had so much hope for this world. It had strife and pain and injustice, but there's beauty and love. I suppose Ket was right, but maybe not. Maybe not. The real game is yet to begin.
If you knew the answer, what do you want from me?
Goodbye, Leech. And the old Kimharan woman's eyeballs go from sapphire blue back to her normal brown. And then they fill back up and become this thick milky film covers them. And she gasps and is like, For a moment, I thought, forgive me. Thank you very much for helping me. I baked some muffins for lunch. Would you like them? Please, you can take them here. Share them with your friends. And she hands you a basket.
I'd be delighted.
The Chain of Acheron will return. Thanks for listening to the MCDM Presents podcast. You can catch the show live on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Pacific on Twitch.tv/MCDM. See you next Wednesday.